Where is your faith now? Where is your faith now? You know, when my husband was murdered, there were emotions that were all over the place. When that moment happened, the battlefield of thoughts flooded with, where is your faith now? As a woman of faith, my belief is that life's journey does have mountains, it does have valleys, and I've had my share of challenges. And I believe that it rains on us all. But my heart could have never imagined that my valley, that my rain would be a tsunami. You know, my husband of 19 years, a dad that was invested in our two sons, would be snatched from our lives in an instant. And for those hearts who want more on that story, it's located under Living in My Truth. But where is your faith now? Where is your faith now? You know, respectfully, we all grieve differently. We all have our own walk through life to take and our own decisions to make. Our lives are surrounded by many, but we are always accountable to one, accountable to one, accountable to the words that we choose, to our actions that we decide to do and act on. It's not a them, it's not them, it's not they, but it's you and it's me. It's you and I. We are accountable to our decisions. This heart share is that life will offer all of us. I'll say this again. This heart share is that life will offer all of us challenges, not all being the same. My heart share is that as a woman of faith, when life changed in an instant, I was in a fog. With two young hearts that were looking to find what all this meant. You know, what's this going to mean to our home and the road before us? God's grace and protection. There's no way to share that measure in words that covered our lives and continues to do so. This heart knows a living, loving God. This heart has a relationship that knows a living and loving God. More than words written can ever express, a relationship that was before that day, already in progress, already in motion, already a part of the daily devotion of just wanting to know more about this living and loving God, and continues to carry this heart forward. You know, this road is not always easy. It just isn't. You know, God remains with us. He's still providing His grace, His love, and wisdom in any area. Wisdom in any area. When, keyword when, and if we ask. What to be done any given day. We're all left with the decision when life challenges our journey. Like a book. Like a book. We all have an opening chapter. We, you, I, we are in the midst of a new page, this day, every new day. Most hearts choose to ignore that one day we all have a closing chapter. Most hearts choose to ignore that one day we, you, I, we all have a closing chapter. This heart shares questions that only your heart can answer. What will that look like for you? What does it mean? You know, what does it mean that to hear when your book has a closing chapter? What does that mean to your heart? Dear friend, dear villager, questions that I believe every heart should consider, should at least know for yourself and decide what that really means for you. And for those of us considering ourselves faith forward people who stand on our faith that we have, who may be stuck in why. I'm speaking to those faith hearts, right? You're stuck in why or disbelief. Allow me to share, we should run to the one who created us. We should run to the one who created us, to the one that we've come to know. And if not known now as a relationship, to shift our focus to know more. Why assume? I don't need another t-shirt, and I don't need to know what would Jesus do. I need to know, why not ask for more? And not be deceived in difficult places, choosing to be angry, choosing to run away. In many ways, that is defined as deception. Hugs, big hugs from me to you. You are a villager together. Our core here at HelpingBuildBridgesAcross.com is planting gratitude every single day, planting gratitude every single day. This book, Live Heart Inspired by Danielle, is continued inspiration. And until next time, you already know, as villagers, we are making gratitude contagious. Making gratitude contagious, infecting as many hearts as possible. Take care.